In this day and age, everything's so computerized. I think, you know, just there must be about 30 computer screens in this one little room. What did it used to be like? We've seen those pictures of the old-fashioned radar screens. Usually they were round. The screen was round. Was it really like that?
Yes, it really was. And in fact, there used to be one room that you would go into that was the radar room. And that's the only place where the radar screen was located. And you would actually have this piece of paper that you would place on top of the radar screen and draw out by hand where these thunderstorms were located. And it was that was with the old 57 radar system. So now we have the 88D, which stands for 1988 Doppler. So that means this technology was from about 1988, which sounds old, but it's actually still very good technology. And in early January, we're actually upgrading our radar system to what's called dual-pole radar, which uses very similar technology from the 1988 system, except for the 1988 system only measured the energy in a horizontal plane. So it would send out a beam of energy basically in a one-dimensional or I guess two-dimensional, just horizontal beam, and then information would be returned back to the radar in a horizontal beam. Now we're also going to be transmitting a vertical beam. So essentially what you're doing is making a cross-section of everything in the atmosphere. So you can see not only how things look horizontally, but also vertically with one burst of energy.
To some extent, you're doubling the available data?
Yes, exactly. And actually, Phoenix has had a dual-pole system for a few months now, and what they're seeing is that you can really pick out these dust storms. There's really some neat imagery from the dust storm. It had some very cool features about it. But this dual-pole system will also be better at measuring what is exactly in the cloud, whether it's a raindrop or a hailstone or a snowflake, and not only what is in the cloud, but how is it oriented? Is it vertically oriented? Is it horizontally oriented? And it can really give us a good idea of what the rain rates are like inside that cloud. So in theory, once we get this system, Phoenix has a system, but we obviously haven't had one here in Tucson yet. But when we get this in early January, it's supposed to be much better at indicating rain rates. So flash flooding and things like that, we can monitor much more effectively now, which is really an exciting transition for us. It can also identify hailstones more effectively, so we can have a better idea of whether or not it's a hailstone inside that cloud or just some heavy rainfall, which the radar right now has a little bit difficulty differentiating between. So we can do better with severe thunderstorm warnings with hail involved and things like that. It's all very exciting.
Is there anything else out there on the horizon that could possibly revolutionize your day-to-day work here?
Well, certainly. In fact, there's a new system called phased array radar, and it's very similar to the current radar system, except for right now we have a giant antenna in that radar dome. It's a big satellite dish, basically, and it moves around in a circle, sends out a pulse of energy, and then listens for return energies. This new system sends out information in all the different tilts from basically just above the horizon all the way up to like a 12, 15 degree tilt above the horizon, sends it all out at once. So it's getting information back much more rapidly than our current system. And so right now, we see a new radar image once every like 5 minutes. That phased array radar produces a new image once every 30 seconds to a minute. So it's much, much faster. And we actually, it's interesting because it's not necessarily that the data is getting better, but we're getting more of it. And so there's a big question on whether or not that's a good thing, because too much information can be overwhelming. So we're in the process of doing a lot of testing in Norman, Oklahoma, with the best way to cope with this much data. But certainly that's on the probably 10 to 15 year horizon that we can hope for if we still have money in 10 to 15 years, of course.
But it would possibly create such a mountain of data that you might have to completely redo your processes for gathering and processing that data then.
Absolutely, yes. It would really take a big training effort for our forecasters to learn how to cope with that much data and change the way we do it, certainly.